Hello and welcome to the Career Changers podcast. I'm Elisa Martinic and I'm the founder and editor-in-chief of the Career Changers. I'm definitely one of them. I learned from my experience that following our dreams requires courage, self-awareness and a lot of inner work. I love to discover stories of career change and share them with the world as a source of inspiration for all those who are still searching. Career changes are not a straightforward chronology written in our CVs, but the sum up of our dreams, ambitions, failures, and successes. The Career Changers is an online community that aims to inspire thousands of people during their journey to self-realization. We discover and share inspirational real-life stories of career change. We inspire people that are thinking to change career. We support people that want or need to change career, but feel stuck or lacking confidence and clarity. We connect and collaborate with organizations that support career change across different industries. I believe that thinking to have only one job or career in our life is a limiting belief, unless the job or that career make us happy. Life is a journey, and with one third of our lives spent working, it would be unimaginable to not have a desire to explore new avenues. Welcome to the Career Changers podcast. Hello and welcome to the Career Changers. Our guest today is Erez Agam, author of the book Berlin Immigration Secrets. In his own words, I was born in Israel in the 1980s and from a young age, I was a very curious child. The topic of immigration interests me personally, and I had a desire to know what it felt like to live in another country. Today, Erez is going to talk about his life, book and secrets, and the secrets you need to know to live in another country. Hi, Erez. Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course, Elisa. Thank you for giving me the stage to speak about the book.
My pleasure. So let's start a little bit with your background. How did you start your professional life, or better, what was your first job?
Well, when I grew up, I tried several things. You know, I mostly focused on marketing. Interaction with people was very important for me. And that's why I was drawn more to professions like dealing with customers, sales, marketing, helping customers. All the customer side was very interesting for me, because I wanted to make things better for the other side, for the customer side. Until, in my mid-20s, I found out that I was really good in sales. Now I'm a sales expert. I have years of experience in sales, and this is my passion. This is what I do best, and this is what I intend to do. This is my profession now.
Yeah. What was your dream job when you were a child?
Well, I actually didn't have a dream job. When you ask a child or a young person, what you would like when you want to be when you grow up, usually they answer, hey, I want to be famous, I want to be rich, I want to be a soccer player, I want to be an actor. They're not focusing more on their career path, they're focusing more about the title, if you know what I mean. So they can say a lot of things, but they don't really know. I mean, at some stage you want to be rich. At some stage you want to be a soccer player. So I always changed my desires. I didn't have a specific thing.
What is your educational background?
Well, I studied economic and management at the university. And once again, I'm not an economist now, obviously. I liked it because I was interested to know how the economy works, basically. How you move things from one side to the other, how people, how global changes affect us. money issues, financial issues. I was very, very interested about those topics. Once again, the degree had a lot of numbers in it. I didn't have any problem with that. But once again, if you ask me what I prefer to do, once again, people, marketing, more of the emotional side. And that's why I chose to go to marketing and sales eventually. I didn't want to work in a bank or to be a financial advisor.
What have been the highlights of your career?
Well, the highlight is actually now, believe it or not. With time, I sharpened my sales skills. Now I'm working in Berlin. I'm in charge of a sales team. I'm guiding others. So I guess with time, the more you do, the more you focus on a specific field, on something that you really like, the more the better you become. And then you can grow, you can develop your career. Because the last advice that I would give to a youngster is to keep changing field. I mean, you can do that, but eventually you'll have to focus. You'll have to sharpen your skills and focus on a specific field and do what you want to do in order to proceed. I mean, it's okay to try several things when you're young, but eventually comes a time when you want to focus and sharpen your skills on a specific field.
So let's talk about traveling the world. That is the starting point of what then later on took you to write the Berlin Immigration Secrets. So you started traveling the world at a very young age. What did you learn from your travels?
Well, traveling the world was actually me escaping, kind of like escaping reality, because it was always in me, to travel, to experience new cultures, and to understand better how the world operates. And I think even now, I always say, if you have a chance, just travel, experience things. Don't postpone it. If you're healthy, you have a healthy mind, healthy body, just go and travel. Because it's your chance now. Why not do it? And I guess I always wanted to explore, and I also wanted to escape in a way, because I grew up in my native country. I didn't like the fact that I was born into a political area, a tension area, a lot of hatred. It was actually the opposite of Europe. The Middle East is a very, very heat area. It's a very controversial area. There are a lot of issues, a lot of problems. And at some point, you don't want to take part of it. You don't feel the ideology, your own ideology is different. And that's why you always think how you can build a better life, how you can escape from all of it. Why do I have to experience this tension? Because if you have values, you always think that, hey, we should all help one another, we should all accept one another. And a lot of things bother me in the mentality of my native country. And that's why I always, I guess, in me, I wanted a change. I wanted to escape. I wanted to start over. And that's why I didn't feel like I belonged there. And here comes the part of the will to immigrate, of the desire to immigrate. It was always in me ever since I was a kid. And then it developed more and more as I grew up.
What
And
was
when I
the
travel, when I travel, actually, I was more open up to the world, and then I wanted even more to immigrate after that.
When was the moment that changed everything for you? When did you decide to move abroad?
Well, there was not one moment. It's kind of like build up, it was built up in me. You're in London right now. You told me that you're originally from Italy. I guess in your case, it was not, you needed some time to immigrate to London, right? It didn't happen just in one day. You didn't wake up and packed up everything and just left to London. It's like an ongoing thing that goes in your mind, and it takes time, right? Because you need to prepare, you need to do your own research, you need to know that this is exactly what you want to do, and so on and so on. And the why question, why did you leave Italy, for example, right? It's something that it cannot happen within seconds. You know, you gotta think it over. It's not an easy decision. So with me, came the time actually when I sat down with myself and really, really wanted to focus on my future. You know, I was in my 30s. I was not in my 20s anymore. I wanted to really focus on my future. And then I really asked myself tough questions. Where would I want to be in 10 years? Where do I see my future? Do I really happy in my current place? Do I really agree with the ideology of my native country? Do I experience corruption in my country? If I pay taxes, do I really know where those taxes are going? What kind of relationship I have with the government? Is my government really functioning? Is it taking care of the citizens? So these are very, very important questions, regardless you have the will to immigrate, because once again, you can understand if you have a connection with your country, if you have a connection with what you do, and from there you can proceed. So the time came, I asked myself those questions, and then I realized that, you know, I had, on one hand, I had this dream ever since I was a kid, I wanted to live abroad. And on the other hand, I didn't see any future in my native country. And that's what led me to immigrate, basically.
So what steps did you take after that?
After that, I've done a research. I've examined various countries around the world. Because as you may know, there are lots of countries. But after a depth study, I actually decided to choose Germany. I chose Germany because of the main following reasons. The reason number one, you live in London, right? So you must know that the cost of living in London is very high, right?
Of course.
And yes. So when I've done my research, I found out that the cost of living an apartment in Germany compared to other countries is relatively low. It's very, very reasonable. It allows you to live a quality life. It's not fully industrial like cities like New York, London, and so on. And you know, it's very convenient, you know, and that's why this was the first reason: the low cost of living, the reasonable prices, the decent prices. And the reason for that was the fact that, you know, Berlin was divided between East and West, and they also had the influence of socialism. So it was not 100% capitalistic city, right? So you had balance. You didn't have 100% capitalism. And that's why they were able to maintain the prices. So that was the reason number one. I wanted a decent life, you know, quality of life, quality prices. Reason number two, Germany is the strongest economy in Europe. So we have lots of opportunities, lots of job opportunities. We have a very strong economy. Once again, the strongest in Europe. And it provides a very good conditions for the residents and citizens. And also, once again, I've mentioned it, a combination between social economic model and a capitalistic one. And it actually ranked one of the most safest countries in the world. So you feel very safe to walk around the streets. Add to that, the high quality of life. We have a very good public transportation. You live in London, so you must know you have a very high public transportation too in London. You can reach from A to B in very, very fast, no time. You take the train, the metro. Here, it's the same. We have the tram, the buses, metro. We can cycle. It's very, very convenient. You don't. I'm very grateful that I don't own a car. I don't have to buy a car and pay for gas and all those useless expenses. I just have a yearly ticket, and that's it for me. I don't need anything else. If I want to leave town, I just rent a car or I take the train, you know. So that was actually reason number two. And the reason number three is my desire to learn a new language. That's why I didn't choose to actually to immigrate to an English-speaking country. For me, it was a bit boring. I wanted a challenge. I wanted to learn a new language. And I found out that the German language is a very, very beautiful language, one of the most beautiful languages in the world, very elegant language. And you know, I've done the process with love, you know, with passion. And now I speak it fluently, obviously. And that was reason number three. And reason number four, I'm sure you know, you are lucky because you live in Europe. You come from Italy, so you have a European passport. It means that you can choose to live all over the Schengen area with no problem. However, somebody who has a non-European passport, it's going to be a bit difficult. However, what I found when I've done my research, I found out that Germany has a list of privileged countries list. What does it mean exactly? It means that if you live in the following countries, and I'm going to state those countries right now. If you live in the following countries, United States, Canada, Israel, Australia, New Zealand, United Kingdom, Japan, and South Korea, you're able to come to Germany. You don't have to have a visa. You can come with basically nothing. And once you find a job or a source of income, you can change your status from within. You can do the bureaucratic procedure from within. You do not have to. You don't have to. You don't have. You don't need a visa prior to your arrival. And for me, it was very, very appealing. So I knew that once I come to Germany, I can find a job or a source of income, and then I can change my status from within, which was very, very appealing, even though I'm not coming from Europe and I do not have a European passport. And that's what happened, actually. You know, I came to Germany with nothing but a suitcase. I didn't have a apartment, no work visa. I didn't speak German at that time. I need to start everything from scratch. And because I've done the procedure from scratch, that's what I was able to reveal all the secrets that will not be available on any other source. And let's talk a bit about the book. You know, I never intended to write a book, but you know, as I went through my journey, it was also a very, very emotional journey. And then, you know, I found that the knowledge that I've gained because of the journey I've been through was a very unique knowledge. Once again, you cannot find that information elsewhere, not even if you consult an immigration attorney. And whoever wants to come to Germany, this book can be really, really helpful. And during my journey, I find myself helping other immigrants. Also, with their bureaucratic procedure, how to settle in Germany. And that's what ultimately caused me to write the book.
So, was there a moment specifically when did you have this inspiration and you say, I'm going to write a book called Berlin Immigration Secrets? Or was it more like of a thought that was going around in your mind for quite a while?
No, it just happened spontaneously. You know, it just happened spontaneously. I decided, you know, you gotta understand. I mean, you must know. I don't know how you came to London, but I guarantee you that you had an emotional experience too, right? Because, you know, you had to leave Italy, you had to start over. It's an emotional, you know, immigration, it's an emotional experience. It's a very, very unique experience. Most people will never go through this process, you know. Most people tend to stay in their comfort zone. So if you take a look around you and speak to your close friends and relative, I would guess that they're probably stayed in Italy, right? Most of them. So I guess in order to execute an immigration process, you need to have a character because you gotta be very, very tough mentally. You gotta know exactly what you're getting into. You gotta understand that this journey is going to be a tremendously hard journey, especially if you have no connections. Of course, if you have connections, it's going to be easier. But you know, I had no connections, absolutely not. And that's why I guess, in a way, people, you know, we are actually living in different times now. We are experiencing global changes. And take a look around you. Immigration is booming right now. People are relocating like crazy, like never before. So, but then again, they have lots of questions. How do I start? What do I have to do? Do I have to consult with an immigration lawyer? What types of visas can I possess, right? How do I find a job? How do I find an apartment? What can I do if this happened to me or that happened to me? See, you have endless questions, and no matter how much you read about it, you will never be able to find the answers because this is a hidden topic. And because I wrote the book, I was able to reveal absolutely everything. So people who read the book and people who have the dream to immigrate, they will find all of the answers in that book. So I actually collected everything, all of my knowledge, and wrote the book to help other immigrants to fulfill their dream.
Mm. So each of us, so with our choices, can have a positive impact in the world. In some ways, we have already a little bit answered this question, but how do you feel your book or the work anyway that you've been doing to help other immigrants is making the world a better place?
Well, it's a good question because this has never been done before. You know, nobody wrote a book about how to immigrate. People write book all the time. They write about what are the most common topics, how to get rich, right? How to invest in real estate, how to fulfill your potential, your career potential, right? How to become a career coach, how to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and so on and so on and so on. But immigration, once again, it's a hidden topic. It's an obscure topic. You don't find a lot of information online. And I guess me writing the book actually, the purpose was, first of all, my purpose was to create more awareness about the topic of immigration. And second, was also to make it easier for immigrants because there are a lot of people out there who really want to live a better life. They want to, we cannot choose, nobody chooses where to be born. Nobody choose but once again you can choose the country that you want to live in. So the fact that you were born in a certain country doesn't necessarily mean that you have to live there for the rest of your life. This is what I want to say. So you can change your circumstances. It's all about you. It's all about in your mind, and you can do it.
In your experience, what are the most common challenges people face when moving abroad?
Well, first of all, there are endless challenges. But I think the biggest challenge is your mindset, because people don't really know how to treat an immigration process. See, immigration process is a very, very serious process. Immigration, it's not a game. It's a window of opportunity that will change your life forever, and people need to understand that. And I guess people need to change their mindset completely. They need to know that it's a full-time job, it's a full-time commitment, it's a commitment for a lifetime, and they need to take it seriously.
So in the last few years, there has been a new term out there to describe people that choose to live in other countries, and these expats. That is a little bit as a different perception than immigrants. But researching on a dictionary, actually, immigrants sometimes is used as a word to describe someone that will leave their country to move permanently somewhere else, while expat is someone that may move to a country and that maybe go back to their country of origin. But I just wanted to know your opinion about these terms, because I know sometimes they can create a quite fervent top discussions.
Yes, I think it's a great question you're asking, Elisa, because it's really, really important to that people will understand what's the difference between the two expressions, right? So when you say the word immigrants, what comes to your mind usually? You know, when people used to say immigrants, I always thought about, you know, people who come from poverty with large suitcases. Maybe they're uneducated. They come from a low standard of living, right? This is what comes to your mind, immigrants. And when people say expats, I always thought about, you know, the Western guys who come, they are more educated, they are like more, maybe they have more knowledge, they like have more, they have more, they establish themselves financially, right? This is what comes to the mind. However, this is not the case because immigrants, like you said, those are people who choose to leave their native country in order to stay, establish themselves permanently in that new destinations. So in my book, by the way, when I write about, I don't even mention the word expats. I always mention immigrants. I always mention the word immigrants because I see the people around me as strong people. Immigrants are strong people, and they have to fight. They have to prove themselves. They have to establish themselves. They know that they have no choice. They will execute their immigration process at all costs. So the way I see it, immigrants are stronger because they have goals. They know exactly that they are going to stay in their destinations, no, in their destination, no matter what. While expats, to me, they're seen more like spoiled. They don't really have goals. They don't necessarily want to stay in their new destinations. But in my book, I also mentioned the immigration spirit. The immigration spirit, that means that you gotta have the right mindset. You gotta have the right character in order to succeed, in order to establish yourself, in order to settle in that new destination. And that's why you gotta be tough. You gotta be mentally tough. You gotta know how to be flexible. You gotta know how to live below your standards of living. So immigrants are not spoiled people. They are people who came to change their life forever, and they will do whatever it takes to do to change it. While expats are more like people who are not sure about their future goals. Me personally, I don't like the term expats. I like people who really want to change their lives and know exactly what are their goals.
So let's talk about qu some quick tips on choosing the right country to immigrate or move, if there is any quick tips that you can give to our listeners.
Well, it really depends on you. It really depends on what, because the world is huge. You have lots of destinations out there. So let me ask you this, Elisa. Why do you choose London? Why do you choose England?
Well, my main focus was I wanted to improve my English language initially. My dream was to go to New York, but it was not possible because of visa, of course, because this process is more complex and it was very far away. So I thought I didn't have that experience while studying. I wanted to prove my English because it would improve my career opportunities. And so I said, okay, I'm going. But initially, that was my aim. It was I go to the English schools. I had a temporary situation. I see how that goes. If it's not going well, I'm going back home. And this is because for a European person, it's a lot easier, of course, than for someone that is extra European.
Exactly. So it all starts with a passion, right? You had a passion to learn English, right? So what I'm saying is follow your passion. If you have a passion, for example, for me, another reason I came to Germany is because I like the history. I like places with history. In Berlin, you have lots of history. Lots have happened in the city. It's a magical city because you have to, the way I see it, the city have two parts, the sad part and the happy part. The sad side and the happy side. The sad because you know what the city has been through, the whole story of the Second World War, the Cold War after that, the separation between East and West, the trauma that this city experienced. And the happy side is because I don't know if you've been to Berlin, but it's a very, very international city. It's the most popular city in Europe, actually. The whole world is coming here, and everybody wants to live a better life. Everybody wants to experience the clubs, the parties, mostly youngsters. They want to experience the new vibe of Berlin. They want to experience the openness, the tolerance that the city has to offer. So it's like a very, very emotional city too. And it's another thing, you know, you also want to live in a very, very unique place. That was for me the case. And so it all starts with a passion. So how to choose a destination? That was your question. It really depends on your passion and your goals. So you had a goal to learn English. I had a goal to learn a new language that was not English. So I guess it all starts from something. You know, maybe somebody has a goal to do ice skating. Okay, so he will go to one of the Scandinavian countries, to Finland, for example, right? Or maybe somebody has a goal to see more of nature and wild animals, so you will choose Africa. It really depends on what you do, right? Maybe somebody wants to learn martial arts, so he will go to the Far East. So it all starts from a small passion, and then the more you go, the more you go deep into your mind, then you can understand better the place and the surroundings.
So, is there any countries that you feel are better in terms of opportunity for developing a career?
Well, once again, let's take a look what's going on around the world right now. Okay. Now, if we go back, let's go back a little bit to the 1780s, to the 20th century, the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s. When people say immigration, immediately you think about the United States of America, right? Back then, everybody had the American dream, the lands of opportunities, and so on. And it was very, very easy to get there. And with time, they actually created strict rules regarding immigration. One of the most famous movies, I don't know if you saw it, it's called Crossing Over. It actually shows you the everything basically. It's a very, very authentic movie about the immigration process to the US, but they are very, very strict. And it's a very powerful movie because you understand that because of those rules, they don't care. They will even separate people from their families because of those rules. So nowadays, I don't see myself. I don't see that the U.S. is 100% immigration country like it used to be. I see that they have difficulties, like you mentioned as well, and that's why I think if you really, really want to relocate, to immigrate to a certain place, you need to feel comfortable. You need to have a tolerant society. You want to come to an area when you feel welcome, right? When they accept you. And Germany is the right example right now. Not only the country needs a young labor force, but they are willing to accept. And because of this, you feel at ease, you feel comfortable. So my experience is with Germany. Of course, there are lots of other countries in the world, but once again, if you choose a destination, choose it wisely, because you don't want to experience racism, you don't want to experience intolerance, you don't want to experience all those things, you don't want to experience corruption, and so on and so on. You want to have a good environment for yourself.
So we're reaching the end of this episode, and based on your life story and personal journey, what type of advice would you give to anyone during their journey to self-realization?
Well, if you think about a change, once again, I would suggest to experience stuff before you make the change, build your mindset. Because I wouldn't suggest to make a change when you're young, because once again, you got to feel ready. You need to have the right mindset. You got to feel ready when you do the change. And that's why I would suggest, if you're not sure, take your time, think about it. Don't make it immediately. Don't make instant changes. Think about it, read more information, read every piece of information that you can before your arrival. Understand the immigration policies, because the last thing that you want to do is to move there and then you have difficulties. Just imagine what would happen to you if you would move to the state and you and suddenly they would say, no, you have some issues, you cannot stay, right? Of course, that's what I'm saying. You got to understand the immigration policies, because if you choose a certain path, this is another important thing. You got to stick with that path. What do I mean by that? So in Germany, for example, you need to strategize before you come. So you need to choose the right visa for you, because if you choose the wrong visa, it will be difficult for you to change the visa afterwards. That's how is it. So if you come to work, choose the working visa, build your career. If you want to study, then again, you gotta have a visa for that too. So always strategize. See what's the reason that you want to come to Germany? You want to work, you want to study, you want to learn the German language. We also have visa just for learning German. You want to be a freelancer, you want to be entrepreneur, strategize, build the right strategy for you, come with savings, of course. It's also very, very important that you have money to support yourself, because you have some, maybe you'll have an emergency, you got to have savings, right? Because, you know, immigration is always ups and downs. And of course, you got to be open-minded, come with the right mindset, be open-minded, know that this is a commitment for a lifetime, and be ready to learn, whether it's a new language, new culture, be open-minded, connect with people. This is my best advice. Mm-hmm.
So now really the last question, if you could give yourself a piece of advice, what would you say to your younger self?
I would say, actually, it's a good question, but I wouldn't change anything. It's a good question that you ask, because throughout difficulties, you gain tools. So I'm grateful for the difficulties that I had, because not only I was able to write a book and help others, but I also gained tools that allowed me to solve my immigration difficulties. So I learned to appreciate, I learned to be more flexible, to understand the immigration system, the policies. It can only be done if you do the immigration process yourself, if you have no discounts. And that's why I wouldn't change anything. I would keep everything as it was.
Well, thank you, Eret, so much for joining us today and sharing your inspirational story and wisdom with our listeners.
Thank you very much. And by the way, you can check out my website, immigrationsecrets.net. Find me on LinkedIn. Go to the Facebook page, Berlin's Immigration Secrets. Once again, you can read the book, Berlin's Immigration Secrets, available on Amazon. If you do read it, highly appreciate it if you leave an honest review. You can also subscribe to my LinkedIn newsletter like you did, Elisa. I always, advertise new articles. So yeah,
Well, thank
that's
you
it.
very
Enjoy.
much.
Enjoy the book.
And the last message for our listeners, don't forget to subscribe to our channel and tune in next week for a new inspirational episode of The Career Changers. Thank you.